This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. Democratic and presidential nominee Joe Biden will lay out his vision for the presidency and the country on Thursday. Biden will accept the nomination to challenge President Donald Trump in the November 3rd U.S. election. Biden's speech on the fourth and last night of the Democratic National Convention will be a crowning moment of his nearly 50 years in public service. His address will also bring to a close a nominating convention that was held virtually amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Democratic Party's biggest names, rising stars, and even prominent Republicans lined up via video to support Biden and his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, and attest to the urgency of ending what they called President Trump's chaotic presidency. Just as the left-leaning party did this week, Republicans will hold a similar virtual convention to nominate President Trump next week. That hasn't stopped him from responding to this week's criticism. Late Wednesday, President Trump issued three tweets in all capital letters during the last half of the Democratic convention program, angrily criticizing Harris and former President Barack Obama, who offered a blistering attack on the sitting president on the third night of the DNC. On Thursday, President Trump is planning a visit near Biden's boyhood home in the U.S. city of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Steve Bannon, President Trump's former senior advisor, has been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with a border wall fundraising campaign. A U.S. Justice Department statement said Bannon and three others were indicted for their roles in defrauding hundreds of thousands of donors in connection with an online crowdfunding campaign known as We Build the Wall that raised more than $25 million. This is VOA News. President Trump is awaiting the arrival of Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Qadhimi for talks Thursday. The White House says they will focus on Iraq's stability and security and boosting the nation's economy. The United States has about 5,000 troops in Iraq tasked with counterterrorism operations and training Iraq's security forces. A senior administration official, rather, said there are no hard and fast timelines for further reducing the U.S. military presence, but the issue will be part of the discussion. Another topic on the agenda, according to the White House, is Iraq's Kurdistan region, with an administration official calling it a critical component of a stable, sovereign Iraq. Mali's opposition coalition is dismissing efforts by regional powers to block a change of government driven by a coup earlier this week. The opposition saying it would work with the junta that ousted the president to restore the country's stability. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa condemned the unconstitutional change of government in Mali. President Ramaphosa spoke on behalf of the African Union, which he chairs. In a statement Wednesday, the president called for the mutinous soldiers in Mali to release President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and Prime Minister Boubou Cisse, who were arrested in the coup earlier this week. Keita, who's being held in the military camp near Bamako, announced the dissolution of the National Assembly and Prime Minister Cisse's government. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized and in a coma after suspected poisoning, according to his spokeswoman. Navalny's spokeswoman posted on social media that he became ill and collapsed as he was flying Thursday from the Siberian city of Tomsk to Moscow. The plane made an emergency landing, and Navalny was rushed to the hospital, where he was placed on a ventilator. Russia's TASS news agency says Navalny is in serious condition, quoting the head doctor at the hospital. His spokeswoman said they assumed something was mixed with his tea. Navalny is a fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin, who has been arrested and jailed numerous times for organizing anti-government protests. Russia's mass testing of a potential COVID-19 vaccine will involve more than 40,000 people, according to the TASS news agency. TASS citing the vaccine's developer. The vaccine has been called safe and effective by Russian authorities and scientists following 2 months of small-scale human trials. The results have not yet been made public. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.